Good afternoon. Intense wind continues to be a major problem across interior New York and New England behind the storm system that brought all of the wind and rain late yesterday and last night to the region. While flooding is still a concern in some spots due to the heavy rainfall, all of the significant rain has departed off the East Coast. Still, streams, creeks, and rivers continue to rise with today's runoff. The wind will be the focus of our attention into the afternoon, at times gusting over 40, even 50 miles per hour. Tens of thousands of people across the region have already lost power due to this storm, and while some folks are still getting back online, others continue to lose power with today's wind. Temperatures, meanwhile, have cooled off dramatically behind this system and are leveling off mainly in the 40s and lower 50s. We'll see some sunshine, especially in southern New York and New England, while mostly cloudy skies will prevail elsewhere. And there is some lake effect rain and snow showers downwind of Lake Ontario across parts of the central and western Adirondacks. As we get into the night tonight, the wind will continue to relax and skies will clear out. Temperatures will continue to fall as well, and most everyone will wake up in the upper 20s and lower 30s with widespread frost by Saturday morning. This will set us up for a dry, chilly first weekend of November. We'll have a mix of sun and clouds on Saturday in the lower 50s, and with a mix of sun and clouds and debris in the upper 40s on Sunday. Right now, it looks like that high pressure center will hang on, keeping it mostly sunny into the day on Monday with highs near 50 degrees. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the weather across the nation will become fairly quiet in the wake of that deepening East Coast storm. High temperatures will drop 20 to 30 degrees behind the cold front today compared to yesterday, as winds gusting from 40 to 60 miles per hour usher in a change in air mass in the wake of the strong low pressure center tracking into southern Quebec. Farther back to the west, record low temperatures will be possible today and tomorrow from Texas into Oklahoma and from Arizona into Southern California. Meanwhile, strong ridging across the Intermountain West is expected to weaken this weekend, with improving fire weather conditions noted for both Saturday and Sunday across the state of California, with diminishing winds and higher relative humidity, both of which will reduce the threat for wildfires. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 94 degrees at Brighton, Honeymoon, Lake Wales, Mild City, and Oasis, all in Florida, to a low of 24 below zero at Harbison Meadows, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and windy in the upper 50s, Boston cloudy and windy with showers, followed by increasing sunshine in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo, cloudy and windy with showers, followed by increasing sun and highs in the upper 40s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 54 degrees, the average low, 35. The record high, 78, set in 1950, and the record low, 22, in 1964. The lowest high temperature for November 1st is 37, set in 1875, and the highest low temperature is 57, set in 1956. Sunrise this morning is at 7:29 a.m., sunset this evening 5:48 p.m., 10 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and windy today with scattered showers, snow showers in the mountains, temperatures falling through the 40s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds and windy today with highs in the lower to mid 50s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower to mid 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and windy today with a few scattered showers and temperatures falling through the 40s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny and windy today with highs in the lower 50s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 30s. for the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds and windy today, with temperatures holding in the 40s or climbing into the lower 50s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, lower 50s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy on Sunday in the upper 40s. Mostly sunny near 50 on Monday. And a mix of sun and clouds in the middle of next week with a risk of a shower Tuesday and Wednesday and highs in the 50s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.